Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Carbohydrates are an important part of a healthy diet, but there's been so much discussion, and somehow, in and amongst all this discussion, carbohydrates, or carbs as they're called, have become this like evil word. People are afraid of them. There's diets out there touting a no-carb diet. That's the way to lose weight. But we know that carbohydrates are important for your brain and your spinal cord, and you need them. But what are good carbs and what are bad carbs? Today on Train Your Body, we're putting carbohydrates on trial. I bet they're going to win. My guest today is Heather Mangieri. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Heather. So carbs, good carbs, bad carbs, it's not an evil word. Tell us about carbohydrates. Which ones are good, which ones are bad, and why are they getting such a bad rap?
Well, I don't like the word good and bad because I think all carbohydrates have a purpose, and it really depends on what the goal is. And so I really always start off by asking, you know, consumers or clients, you know, what's the goal of what are you doing? Because if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get energy, if you're trying to keep hungry or keep full, or if you're in exercise and you're really trying to get fuel for that, there might be a different need and a different time. So, we can look at two different types. There's complex carbohydrates versus simple. And I think in terms of what people read, simple carbohydrates often are fall into this category of the bad, and complex are usually the ones that fall into the category of good. However, like I said, they both have a purpose.
Okay, so people look at these diets out there, Heather, and they see that Atkins says no carbohydrates at all, not even a tomato and a carrot. You know, the fact is you're never going to get fat eating carrots and tomatoes and, you know, good whole grains and things. So explain, what do carbohydrates really do, and give us a list of really good ones that we should be sticking to.
Well, here's the thing. Carbohydrates are our body's preferred source of energy and our brain's source of energy or fuel. So if we're really trying to get through the day and keep a sustained energy level, which I think is probably what most people are concerned with, we want to stick more to these complex carbohydrates. These are foods like, you know, fruits and vegetables, complex carbohydrates such as our starchy foods, breads and cereals and grains. And then on the simple carbohydrate side, these are the ones that are going to, the rate of digestion is faster than the complex. And these tend to be things like added sugars and things that people tend to think of as bad. So, but that said, not all simple are going to fall on the bad list, and some of them actually fall on both. So in the big scheme of this, complex carbohydrates, whole grains, like I mentioned, breads, cereals, oatmeals, quinoa, pastas, fruits, which are going to provide lots of vitamins and minerals, vegetables, again, low calorie, going to provide lots of vitamins and minerals. Beans, legumes, peas, these are all going to fall on this complex carbohydrate healthy list. And these are the ones that are really looking at keeping, you know, a significant amount of them in your diet for weight management, overall health and wellness, bowel regularity. On the simple carbohydrate side, like these are the ones that we think of as a very quick rate of digestion. So oftentimes they'll, you know, spike our blood sugar fast, and then they tend to, you know, dive back down faster than the complex. And these examples would be, again, added sugars, things like fruit juice, any types of candies and cookies and cakes and snack foods. But milk sugar also can fall in that category as well. So when we're talking about carbohydrates, there's a difference between, are you eating the carbohydrate alone or are you eating it in combination with other food and nutrients, and looking at the total picture of the food, not just the carbohydrate itself.
So we like our, you know, whole grains, as you said, and our brown carbohydrates, sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. you know, but even regular potatoes are good for you. You know, they've still got their vitamins and their nutrients. And so people think of the fat, you know, the fact that some carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates, corn, peas, white potatoes, these things, you know, can add to a weight problem. But as I see it, Heather, they still have a place. And they're still, I mean, corn, peas, potatoes, these are all really good for you. It's just not something you want to load up on if you're trying to lose weight. But if you're training for a marathon, a potato is not a bad thing.
Exactly. So we don't want to get confused between simple carbohydrates and refined carbohydrates. And so refined carbohydrates are, those are the carbohydrates such as white bread, and they're stripped of their beneficial nutrients through processing. And some of them have been stripped of some vitamins and minerals and the phytonutrients. Doesn't necessarily make them bad foods. It just makes the more complex carbohydrates a little bit more beneficial. And refined sugars as well. So these are the ones that add calories, but they don't necessarily add any nutrients to the diet, but they're increasing the daily caloric intake. But you're right. I mean, white foods is a perfect example. It's gotten such a bad reputation. And I think a lot of people are confused by the fact that, you know, a white potato, for example, still provides, it's still one of the highest, you know, per serving, it provides more potassium than pretty much any other food that's out there. And potassium, because it's a nutrient of concern, you know, is something that we want to pay attention to. Cauliflower, there's a lot of these white foods that still are very beneficial in the diet, even though they have the reputation of the color or, you know, having this.
Well, and also because you're pointing out the refined different than, you know, than the simple or the complex, and refined being, you know, your white bleached flours and your white sugars and your white. So people say carbs, Heather, and they think, oh, sugar, you know, and but as you point out, there is a difference. And so, yes, we can steer clear of those refined, overprocessed, boxed foods. In other words, steer clear of the middle aisles and stick to the aisles around. But if you are going to go in the middle aisles, what, the canned, you know, grains and the bagged quinoas and the, you know, those kinds of things are okay for us to, you know, do, but even anything in the produce department, as far as I'm concerned, there is almost nothing in the produce department that's off limits.
There's nothing in the produce department that's off limits, but we also want to remember that there are still some good foods in the aisles as well. And so when we're looking at, you know, for example, cereals and you know, whole grain cereals and whole grain breads and those things that are going to be fine on the aisle, yes, they're fortified and they're not, you know, what many people consider natural or whole foods, but they still provide a really, really good nutrient bang for the buck for people that, you know, are really watching funds and they're really trying to get a high nutrient food or diet without spending, you know, without having enough money to buy all the fresh produce. So there's definitely foods. We just want to watch the difference between these refined carbohydrates and the ones in our whole grains. So there's a difference in how we can shop for them as well.
Okay, Heather, so you have 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds. Wrap it up for us with really good carbohydrates. Just run through a really fast-speaking list of really excellent carbohydrates we can eat anytime.
Okay, any fruits and vegetables, whether they're fresh or frozen, beans, legumes, even if they're canned and fresh, peas, whole grain breads, whole grain cereals, oatmeal, quinoa, buckwheat. Let's see, what else do we have here? Milk, a lot of the carbohydrates from milk and milk products like yogurt. Again, fruits, any of those fruits. And even if you really, really are on a tight budget, some of the packaged fruits as well, as long as they're in light syrup.
Yeah, I like the packaged fruits. I like the canned fruits. My kids love to take them to school, you know, packed in light syrup and dried fruit, really, really good. So there are a lot of ways to get your carbohydrates. On trial? I don't think so. They're good for you. Verdict is in. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.